Hi everyone, I'm Sophie. I'm 20 years old and I'm a student at the University of Winchester. And I've been coming to Holland Road my whole life from when I was a child. Just a reminder, we have our survey coming out today that will be linked under this podcast, so please check it out. We would love your feedback. On average, it takes 4 days and 21 hours to complete, and that is because the first person to complete it took 2 minutes, and then Josh did it and didn't submit it and took 4 days. So here we are. It doesn't take 4 days, but that's the average count now. Thank you, Josh.
Yeah, I forgot. I answered all the questions and I forgot to hit submit at the end. And I went back on to Safari or Google, whatever, a few days later, and I realized it was still open. But yeah, it doesn't take 4 days, I promise. It takes a few minutes. But yeah, I'm Josh. I'm 19 years old. I volunteer part-time at Holland Road and I teach guitar part-time. And yeah, I also have been going to Holland Road since I was little, or well, my parents have been taking me since I was little. And Becky, could you introduce yourself for us?
Yeah, so I'm Becky. I am 45 years old. I've been going to Holland Road Baptist Church for about 9 years. I have lived down in this area since about the year 2000. And I live with Simon, my husband, and then my son, who's 14, and my daughter, who's 10. And I work as a psychologist, which is kind of why I'm here today.
Nice. Yeah, we're going to be talking a bit about mental health today.
The day that we're recording today is actually Saturday, which is Mental Health Awareness Day at the Mental Health Foundation, which I thought was really interesting when we decided to do this episode this week. And I just wanted to say that if anything comes up in this episode that you relate to or you feel like is mental health something that you're struggling with because of that, please do talk to someone about it. Please do seek help. We'll be chatting a bit about how you can do that later on. But I really want to stress that you don't have to have a diagnosed mental health illness to have a bad mental health day, to need a little bit of extra help sometimes. And there's no shame in that. It's something that happens to so many people. So yeah, if you are struggling, please, please do talk to someone about it. I would hate for anyone to be struggling and not feel like there's anything they can do or anyone they can talk to. But before we get into all of that, Becky, do you just want to tell us where you work and what you do?
Yeah. So I work for the NHS for a mental health service. I'm actually working in East Sussex, and I work for a really specialist mental health service where we work with people with the first episode of psychosis. So it's quite a rare kind of mental health condition, but it does affect young people the most. That's usually when it kind of first comes on, and it's usually quite a distressing condition where people kind of might hear voices or see visions of stuff that's not there, or have beliefs that are really frightening to them, which they hold really strongly but aren't actually real. But yeah, when it's kind of happening, it's pretty scary, and people have to kind of work to recover. It can take a bit of time to recover. So yeah, I work as a psychologist, so I'm kind of working with people doing talking therapies, either meeting with people individually or meeting with families, because obviously it's quite a big deal if someone in your family gets unwell like that.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what I do.
Thank you. So could you just explain briefly how coronavirus has affected your workplace and lockdown and all of that?
Yeah. So yeah, massively. So remotely most of the time. Occasionally we might need to still see someone face to face if there's a kind of really urgent reason, but personally I've been working remotely ever since kind of lockdown began. So I'm working seeing all my clients on video calls and all the families on video calls, and that has a massive impact. As you can imagine, it's just not the same kind of therapy online as it would be in the room. It's also really complicated when family members are in different places, so we've got maybe five people coming into the call from different places, and people's Wi-Fi failing, and just kind of sessions getting interrupted. Also, we work as a close team as my service, and so we kind of have to liaise a lot with each other, and again it's all on the phone or online now, whereas we used to meet regularly as a team. So you just don't have that same level of communication, so it's hard because a lot of people are struggling with their mental health because of lockdown and because of not having the same kind of support they would have done.
Yeah.
Mm.
But on the positive side, you can fit more in. We cover quite a wide geographical area. So normally there's loads of travel and lots of kind of gaps in when you could see people. But online, obviously, you can kind of slot them in one, then the next, then the next. Yeah. So, yeah, at least you can kind of check in more regularly and stuff. But, yeah, it's not ideal.
Yeah. Yeah. I can imagine that's quite, almost quite tiring if it's one after the other like that.
Yeah. No, it really is actually. There's kind of studies that have shown that actually online meetings are massively draining because of they take more from you. And sure enough, that's how it feels.
Yeah.
And I think also as a therapist, I didn't train to work from the other end of a screen with people. And
yeah.
You know, it feels like it's not as rewarding. You feel like you've not got as far as you would have done if you'd been in the room, and yet it's taken the same amount of time, and actually it's been more draining. So yeah, it's quite full on.
Fair enough. Thank you so much. Just following on from Sophie's first question. So you were saying that it tends to affect people more firstly when they're younger. What kind of age would that be?
Yeah, so I was talking about kind of psychosis specifically, but actually all mental health problems, the majority of them develop kind of in young people. If they are going to go on and experience mental health problems at all, then a lot of them start when you're young. And so yeah, with psychosis, it's kind of specifically from about age 14 up to 25 is the kind of key time that it can develop.
Okay.
But yeah, kind of teenage years and stuff is when quite a few mental health problems start to emerge.
Great, thanks. And what would you say, so generally speaking, not just about psychosis, what would you say the biggest challenges to our mental health are at the moment?
Yeah, so lockdown is, proving difficult for lots of people, isn't it? And although some it suits really well. So some people who might be on the autistic spectrum or are quite anxious kind of socially have actually found a bit of a respite through lockdown. But in general, I think there's certainly the not seeing people, so kind of particularly for young people, not seeing friends because they don't tend to live with them, can feel really hard, especially if that's how they get most of their enjoyable time is through seeing friends, and then that's kind of gone. Also, some people, they don't live with people they get on with very well, or families might be quite horrible places sometimes, unfortunately. So sometimes there's more conflict or kind of trouble there. I think obviously some people are really anxious about the disease itself, coronavirus, or for people, maybe that are close to them, family members or themselves, if they've got any kind of vulnerability, so they can find their anxiety levels raised. And certainly I think initially when there was lots of news coming in all the time about it, it was just really stressful. So anxiety can really go up. And also, sometimes people get really low and down, and can become quite depressed if they can't do the things that normally would make them feel good. So people, maybe if they're already feeling a bit low, it can make it worse. And I guess the other main thing is, people are, sadly, some people are dying of coronavirus, and some people might have had a loss in their family or friends. And then they've got that to go through whilst they're not maybe accessing their normal support network. So, there's quite a few reasons it can be challenging for our mental health at the moment, I think.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's really helpful just so that we're aware of others. Because sometimes, it might not be affecting us ourselves, but it might be affecting people around us. That's really helpful. But for people who maybe it is affecting, do you think there's any kind of practical tips and ways that we could be looking after our mental health at the moment specifically?
Yeah. And I think, we all need to do it really, don't we? Because even if we're not struggling, it's the kind of thing that if you neglect your own well-being, then obviously it can lead to difficulties. So, and often the people who aren't struggling are the ones who are doing this stuff. So I guess, stuff like keeping physically active is a really strong one, actually. Kind of the connection between kind of physical activity and mental health is really strong. And it doesn't mean you've got to do Joe Wicks every day if that's not your thing. But, some people, now we can go out if people feel safe to go out for walks, or just doing something in the garden and just kind of moving is a really good one.
Yeah,
I think if you're someone who's prone to being anxious about the news, get rid of loads of feeds so that you're not, or don't look at your phone, you know, too regularly so that you're not overwhelmed by it. So kind of limiting news coming in is a really good one. Keep in touch with friends. So yeah, but although it's not the same, but kind of having social contact is really important. I know, you know, people are doing more kind of stuff like house party where you can kind of play games together and stuff. So, or finding different ways of interacting. So I think keeping in touch with friends is really important. Doing things you enjoy, really. So making sure you have some time when you're doing stuff that's fun for you, whatever that might be. So some people are into creating stuff or baking or, you know, different playing music or whatever, watching certain kind of programs. But yeah, just making sure you have some enjoyable stuff in your day. And so there's also evidence that kind of if we help others, it's good for our own well-being. So doing something we can to help. So whether that's kind of, I don't know, you can like send a little note to an elderly relative or an elderly person so that they know that you're thinking of them, or just, yeah, make contact with people. Or sometimes I know there's stuff going on where you can kind of collect toiletries for the homeless, people who've gone into emergency accommodation, or kind of there's food bank stuff where you can collect stuff for them or drop it round. And so, yeah, giving out to others is another one as well that really helps. So there's a few things.
Oh, that's great. Thank you. That's so, yeah, interesting. And I know I definitely want to put some of those into practice and keep myself active. Yeah, that's great. You mentioned seeing friends and, or not seeing them, but keeping in contact with friends. And I just wondered how, if our friends are struggling with their mental health, how we can notice that and then offer support when we can't actually see each other and we're a lot more distant.
Yeah, it's hard, isn't it? I suppose, I suppose it's kind of noticing out for anything different. So if your friend was really, you know, sociable and then suddenly really withdrawn, that might be something to look out for. If there's somebody who only seems to kind of communicate about the worrying stuff, you know, send you all the kind of negative stuff on their feeds and stuff about coronavirus or about the bad stuff going on, it might be a sign they're quite anxious. If someone seems to be worrying all the time, if there's people who are who are just not doing anything, like I say, a lot of what makes us feel good is when we're doing stuff that it's good for our brains as well as our bodies. So if there's someone who's really kind of reduced their activity to the point of virtually none, that's they might be feeling quite low. So I guess just kind of in whatever way you have, depending on your relationship with them, asking people or saying why you might be feeling a bit worried about them. Sometimes you might know people in their household or other people who know them to kind of check it up about how they feel they're doing. But yeah, just seeing if you can open up a bit of a conversation. I think one thing that's really important is to know that it is okay to be struggling at the moment. We haven't all got to be learning new languages and making wonderful time out of lockdown. We, you know, just getting by is important. So actually, if you're struggling, it's okay to struggle. So if you talk to people with that kind of expectation that it's, you know, it's okay to hear that people are struggling, that doesn't mean anything awful, then that it can help them to open up a bit.
That's
great, thank you, Becky. Just in regards to having good mental health at the moment and having our looking after our well-being, how does that fit in with our spiritual health and spiritual journey?
So I suppose on a kind of individual level, then, you know, meditating on God's word is something that is really helpful kind of generally in our spiritual lives, but also for kind of well-being, just to kind of slow down and meditate and to fill our minds with him. Also prayer, of course. And I think sometimes we might come to God with a list of anxious requests, but I suppose I'm thinking about prayer where we actually kind of take time to sit with God and maybe kind of read some Bible verses and be focusing on that, and then just come to God in prayer and lay your worries before him. So that that can be really helpful. I suppose also I was thinking about, you know, it's really important to be part of community, and community has to happen differently at the moment. So if there are things you can connect with online, that's really helpful. So obviously the church has live stream services. We as a family find it really helpful to connect to those lives. So there's this structure to our Sunday, and we know that everyone else is watching at the same time. It feels really connected. And I know there's loads of stuff for youth to kind of connect in with as well, so that you can mix with any friends you know at church or make new friends. But yeah, that sense of community is also really good for work, for kind of mental health, but also your spiritual well-being to keep going with it all. I mean, I know that I personally like reading the kind of Bible plans that the church has suggested. Again, that kind of sense of knowing other people are all reading the same stuff, and then if I do have kind of contact with someone else, we can talk about that together. Yeah. So yeah, just kind of doing stuff that other people are doing, connecting in and keeping each other going with that, I suppose, as well.
Yeah, great. Yeah, I think that's really helpful. I think it's how each aspect of our lives, so mental, emotional, physical, spiritual,
yeah,
they all kind of help each other out.
Yeah, definitely. It's all very connected. Yeah.
Is there anything you could signpost us to, any other resources or services, yeah, that we could maybe use if we were interested?
Yeah. So there's loads of stuff about mental health online. And there's Young Minds website is a good one, with lots of kind of information and kind of self-help stuff, about various kind of different mental health conditions and things. In terms of locally, Mind in Brighton and Hove have a really good website where they've got all the kind of updates around how you access support locally. If you felt yourself or someone you knew needed some additional support, and some of that is like community services, so quite low level, low key stuff.
Yeah.
And then others is more the kind of NHS services. So if you felt that you needed that bit more help, it can direct you there as well. But certainly if somebody felt that their mental health was getting to the point where they needed some additional help, then contacting your GP is a really good protocol, because they know exactly what's on where and how to get you involved. Mm-hmm. There's also obviously kind of helplines, so if somebody's just in that moment of distress and needs to talk to someone, there's the Samaritans and there's Mind helplines and stuff as well. So there's quite a lot of information out there. Some's the kind of general stuff, but also there is the local information on Mind in Brighton and Hove that will give information locally if you need some to get in touch with someone nearby.
Brilliant, that's really helpful. I'll link that all in just underneath the podcast.
Brilliant.
And if you're listening from elsewhere, I guess the information is always still valid, but there will be or should be local things as well where you are. Thank you so much, Becky. That's all the time we have for today's podcast. This has been a HRBC Encounter podcast. Thanks so much for listening, and thank you, Becky, for chatting with us.
It's a pleasure. It's fun to come on.
And remember, we have our survey coming out today, linked under the podcast, so please check it out. We would love your feedback, and don't forget to hit submit. And it won't take 4 days if you hit submit. You can follow us on Instagram at encounter_HR. We post a new podcast every week on Wednesdays, so look out for that. This is actually the 9th episode, so next week will be the last one. We'll be coming back for more in a few weeks' time. Sophie, could you just pray for us to finish off?
Yeah, absolutely.
Great.
Father, I just thank you for Becky for coming on to chat to us. I pray for her as she continues her work at the moment, where that may be more difficult. I pray that you give her strength and just that inner peace to keep doing it and keep helping these people. I just pray for anyone at the moment who feels like they need additional help with their mental health. I pray that you'll give them the courage to speak up and receive that help. Pray that you'll help protect them. Keep them safe. And I pray that as a community at Holland Road, we will be able to support our friends that are struggling in the best way that we can. Please equip us to do that, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much. See you next Wednesday. Bye.